Hi, this is Bob Papa, voice of the New York Football Giants, and this is the Big Blue UK and Ireland podcast. Go get them, guys.
But we have brought somebody else in on the defensive line, I suppose you would say, to not necessarily replace him, but a player that's got quite a big reputation coming in, and he's obviously it was a big deal that came in as well. It may not have been the first deal, but it was definitely the biggest one of the day. We traded our 2024 second round 39th overall pick and a 2025 fifth round pick for Brian Burns with the Carolina Panthers. He was a 16th overall pick in 2019 and was franchise tagged by the Panthers on the 5th of March, despite the team being at loggerheads over a contract negotiation. Negotiations never progressed. The trade was agreed with the Giants, and we swiftly signed him to a new five-year deal. $150 million five-year contract of $87.5 million, so that fully guaranteed. He now joins what is potentially looking like a formidable defensive front and will line up on the opposite side of Kayvon Thibodeau, who will benefit massively from this deal. In his five-year career to date, he's had 46 sacks, 53 quarterback hits, 144 hurries, 134 tackles, 9 batted passes, 8 forced fumbles. And last season, he appeared in all but one game, missing week 10 against the Bears with a concussion. He recorded 40 pressures, 8 sacks, a forced fumble, recovered a fumble, and 16 tackles for a loss. This guy is a monster. According to Next Gen Stats, he generated 148 quick pressures, which is a pressure that occur in less than 2.5 seconds from the snap since 2019. And there are only 3 players that have more than that in the period, and that's Myles Garrett, Aaron Donald, who is now retired, and TJ Watt. Which in itself, you know, that's putting him in the top four of top four pass rushers in the league in terms of quick pressures. And you know, he's got very, very esteemed company around him. Looking further into the contract as well, he'll count for $23.5 million against the cap this season, $27.75 next season, and $28.75 in 2026. After that, the Giants have got a potential out, which will count for $10 million in dead money, but will free up $20.5 million. It's a huge contract. It's big money, but big players deserve to get paid big money, and Brian Burns is definitely a big player, even though he's going to be wearing the number 0.
Just zero. Quickly on the contract. Zero's not. Just quickly the contract. The contract's a little bit different, actually. They kind of reworked the contract. So he's actually in this year he will only count for $15.5 million against the cap, and then $29.75 and then $30.75, $32.5 and $32.5. So they've actually reworked it to create an extra $8 million in cap room this year. Just a little heads up. But then a player of this quality, like, you won't mind him counting against, like, it was like $30 million or $29 million against the cap in 2 or 3 years' time. You don't mind him counting $32 million against the cap, because cap's going to obviously go up again, and it frees up a lot of money this year.
Exactly that. Obviously, the cap is going up every year, and it makes sense to load more money into years in the future. So it's a pretty shrewd move there by Joe Shane, I think. Craig mentioned last week the Giants haven't had a defensive tandem both record over 10 sacks since Tuck and Osi in 2010. So back at you, Craig, then. Does it feel like the best duo since then? In him and Thibodeau?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it really does. You know, we touched on it last week about the acquisition of Olivier Vernon, who really didn't really do a lot. You know, around the time that, or sort of just after, what was it, 2010, just after 2010, when that last was recorded. You know, Tuck did have JPP next to him for a while. You could probably say that those two were close to maybe the Tuck and Osi level, even though JPP was super raw back then.
And he blew his hand off.
Yeah, well, he blew his hand off after that, but yes, he did blow his hand off as well. I think what Holtie said, you know, Aziz will benefit as well because he won't play that many snaps, allows him to be more explosive. I think that's the understated thing here, is that, yes, we've got two formidable people who really can attack the passer, you know, as starting players, but in the rotation, when you've got someone as like Aziz, and, you know, there are plenty of nice edge rushers coming up in this year's draft, if we decide to take a little cheeky dip in there as well for something, even at the depth piece, which I think is something that Shane and Kev will get into on next week's episode. But yeah, there's plenty to be happy about here.
Shane, how's it looking for you?
Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, like this kind of, the rumour come out around about, was it about 24, 36 hours before the deal was kind of made? And initially I just thought, nah, that ain't going to happen. Like, you know, you look at the Panthers last year, turned down two firsts and a second from the Rams. So when I heard that, you know, we were potentially in talks to get Brian Burns, I was like, oh, they're going to want number six overall. I'm not willing to do that. So, you know, I mean, you know, I've kind of criticised Joe Shane at times. I've said, like, you know, I don't think he's done an absolutely amazing job. I think he's made some mistakes. But the one thing I will turn and say is, you know, when it comes to getting trades, he seems to knock it out of the park, to be fair. I mean, okay, the Darren Waller one hasn't quite worked out, but for a third-round pick, and I think it was a late third as well, it was worth the risk, in my opinion. And, you know, to get a guy like Brian Burns for a second and a fifth next year, and I think they've had a swap of fifths this year as well, like that's a bargain. That's an A-plus trade, in my opinion. And if I'm a Panthers fan, I'm absolutely fuming with that trade for giving him up for so cheap. And in regards to, like, the time there, like, I'm going to go, like, I'll call it out now, don't care. Thibodeau and Burns will combine for 25-plus sacks next year.
Ooh, some bold prediction.
I'm just getting straight in there. I just think that, you know, I mean, Thibodeau adds, was it 12.5 this year or something like that, 13 this year? And, you know, I know Burns' production was a little bit lower last year, but, I mean, like, you talk about sexy football, the way that man bursts off that line. I mean, there was a video that me and Craig had shared in our group chat last week. I think, was it Baldy that had put it on Twitter? And literally just, I can't remember who it was against, but, oh, man, I've never seen a man move so quick in my life. Like, the way he just ball rushed that tackle. And I was watching, like, highlights of him blowing up a jet sweep against Arizona, I think, last season as well. Like, the guy's speed and burst is absolutely insane. And, you know, there was rumours that Gettleman tried to trade up for Burns in the 2019 draft. Unfortunately, we didn't get him when we got Dexter Lawrence. When now we got the pair of them. Like, I mean, you know, talk about...
You know, okay, I'll take that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we'll talk about it some more, but I've seen a mock draft literally just before we went on the air, and I said to the guys, you know, it's got the Giants doing a trade back and taking Byron Murphy from Texas. And I was like, oh, if we have a front four with Murphy, Lawrence, Burns and Tibbs, oh, man. Ooh.
Does it make you feel all tingly, Shane?
Yeah, man, it's getting me gooey. It's getting me gooey.
But no, Kev, I mean, I know you just said about him, but what do you make of Brian Burns? Is he the real deal?
Oh, he's the real deal. He's such a good player. I mean, he was fantastic coming out of FSU in 2019. You said all the stats and numbers and stuff like that, and they're all excellent. But also, he played on such a bad Panthers team. Like he had no one opposite him to create pressure, so he was getting double teamed all the time. But like you can see from his film, like, you know, his, like Shane said, his speed, but his dip as well, the way he bends around and his spin move. Oh, his spin move is just pure filth.
Disgusting.
Oh, it's just class. I mean, like, so teams are gonna have to make a decision, man. When you got Cave on one side, Dex in the middle, you got, you know, Brian Burns there, you know, you can't double team all of them. Do you know what I mean? You've only got five offensive linemen. But I mean, like, yeah, so it's such a good move. And also, like, just to say, one of his coaches, like Burns said this week, you know, New York has a ton of young pieces. Looking down the line, I've got Dexter, Thibodeau, but they got dogs on the inside. They've got a dog behind them and linebacker Bobo Okereke. There's a lot of talent on this team. And he's right. There's great core of talent on this team. And like that front six, I think, is just phenomenal. And yeah, so I'm really, really looking forward to seeing them play against each other. And I think, you know, Shane's not too far off with his prediction, because, like I said, you can't keep them both quiet all game.
I mean, Shane Byrne's going to have a field day with his pass rush in 2024, isn't he? Because it's looking like it's going to be very, very tasty. And you know what? I would be very surprised if they don't total 25 to sacks between them in this season, because those two together is a scary duo, plus then Dexter Lawrence as well in the middle. That front three, you're not messing around with that. The defensive front is looking very, very strong. So I'm looking forward to that, watching them play on the field come September. Yeah, just exciting times for France defense, put it that way.